Hey, good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are. I'm your host for today on the Power Hour, Dr. Sherry Rogers. I'm a medical doctor for 50 years, and I must tell anybody who's new to our place here, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, and so I had to learn how to get well and ended up with 4 specialties, writing 15 books on how to heal without drugs, 30 years of a monthly reference newsletter, and I play tennis every day. I have no symptoms, no medicines. I don't even have gray hair. So if I can do it, you can do it, because what we're going to talk about today are probably some of the most important things that you will ever hear in your life, and I don't know any other place where you will hear them. Because first we're going to go into the medicines that the president recently was given at Walter Reed, and the things that the pros and cons of these medicines, and then we'll go into the 7 stages of COVID and what you can do with non-prescription things to make yourself COVID-proof, because this is not going away. This is a dress rehearsal. It's designed to stay. It's designed to bring the U.S. to its knees. And I must tell you that everything I say, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific evidence, the backup. A lot of it is in this year's Total Wellness newsletter, which you can get electronically, or you can get it in hard copy paper from Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, PrestigePublishing.com, or 1-800-846-6687. And some of the nutrients they have right here at the Power Mall as well, they tell me. Okay, so let's go right into the Walter Reed treatment. And I must tell you that I'm no stranger to military medicine. I was a locum tenens emergency room physician, solo physician, at Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City in the past. And then I was the oldest of 8 children from a poorer family, and no one had ever graduated from high school. So when I said I wanted to be a doctor, I had to put myself totally through college and medical school. One of my jobs was I lived at the VA hospital, the Veterans Administration Hospital in Syracuse, New York, because it was across the driveway from the medical school, and I got free room and board if I just took control, solo control of the clinical laboratory all night long, every 6 night. So the only difference with military medicine and our regular medicine is they use a different time clock, 24 hours instead of 2 12s. So let's go into, first of all, the first thing that he was given, and that was Regeneron monoclonal antibodies. And there are 2 of them. That's why it was called a cocktail. One is human, from a person who had recovered. The other one is a humanized mouse. And in our this year's Total Wellness newsletter at PrestigePublishing.com, we have the evidence of how the researchers around the world have had to humanize mice. They had to give them ACE2 receptors like humans have, who have high blood pressure, diabetes, atrial fib, obesity, depression, etc., so that they can then learn how to control the virus itself, and how they can also make the virus do whatever they want it to do. So the next thing that was given, I'll wait on that. The next thing that was given is dexamethasone, which is a steroid hormone made by your adrenal gland, and medicine usually kills the messenger and the Band-Aid. For example, if you have high cholesterol, they don't show you how to get rid of it. they put you on a statin, which then can practically guarantee you will get Alzheimer's. And instead, just read the cholesterol hoax and learn how to get off it. I had a cholesterol over 500 for 30 years, and my coronary calcium score and my cardiac cath are totally negative. If you are on, if anyone takes dexamethasone, they should know that the studies in the New England Journal of Medicine, July 17, 2020, show that it didn't work for the most difficult people, and that was the people who were the most low in nutrients. So they ended up on lung machines. So there, it was basically worthless. It's not something that you want to do because it actually decreases the amount of fight that your body has, and that's how it decreases inflammation, which is good on a low scale, but not on a high scale when you're fighting for your life. And that brings us to the next one that he was given, and that's remdesivir, which you've heard so much about. But guess what? Remdesivir was discovered, or created actually, to fight hepatitis C about 15 years ago or so by Pfizer. It didn't work, so they've been looking for some place to use it ever since. And it has never, never been proven to decrease the death rate. But, and it's about $4,000 a treatment for 10 days. Guess what decreases the death rate in ICU 34% for $10? 34% decrease in death rate. And it was proven in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2019. All of this is referenced in our 2020 Total Wellness newsletter, was vitamin C. And you think, wait a minute, how come we didn't hear about this? Because what they did was they gave a very low dose. When I lectured with Linus Pauling years ago, he would have laughed at this dose. They gave 14 grams of vitamin C for 4 days. It dropped the death rate 34% in ICU. Now, mind you, the death rate normally in ICU is 46 to 48%. In other words, you have practically a 1 in 2 chance of getting out alive. And yet, $10 worth of vitamin C. So why didn't you hear about it? Because medicine is very pharmaceutically focused. All practice guidelines shows that specialists are handcuffed by their practice guidelines. All their guidelines, which many of which we've reviewed in the newsletter, Total Wellness, say start with this drug, and this drug, and this drug. For example, if you have high blood pressure, first you poison the kidneys with a diuretic. Then you poison the blood vessel squeezing ability with a beta blocker like metoprolol. Then another blocker like lisinopril, an ACE inhibitor. And then another blocker, a calcium channel blocker like diltiazem. Medicine thinks they can poison us into health, because if you use nutrients to find what is causing the problem and fix it, then you have well people who don't use drugs, and that's not good for the drug economy. The other thing that all specialists do that also handcuffs them so that they never cure, or rarely cure, they just always drug everything. In fact, that's why all the guidelines call it management. Drug management. They never call it cure because they don't usually get rid of anything. And the other way they handcuff themselves is they all only treat one organ. They forget that there's the gut-brain axis, the gut-lung axis, the brain cardio axis, etc. The whole body is connected. So back to the 2019 Journal of the American Medical Association article where they actually cut the death rate 34%. Why didn't you hear about it? Because as soon as they saw that that happened, they changed their criteria. They said, oh, we're not interested in whether it had anything to do with death. We're going to see if it changed one of the blood parameters, the CRP, the C-reactive protein. Well, that is, it's so ignorant, because that takes much longer to bring it down, because it's an indicator of generalized inflammation in the body. If somebody's in ICU dying of overwhelming sepsis or infection, their CRP isn't going to go down in 4 days with 14 grams of vitamin C. They're underdosed, first of all, and undertreated, and they haven't found all the other nutrient deficiencies. So anyway, the bottom line is that reporters and busy doctors only read the summary, and the summary said vitamin C didn't help the CRP. So their takeaway was, don't bother using vitamin C. But think about it for a minute. If you are dying in ICU of COVID, you have a 1 in 2 chance of getting out of ICU alive if you don't use C. If you do use it, you have a 1 in 14 chance of dying. Which one do you want? The next drug they gave him was famotidine. A lot of you would know it as Pepcid, and it's like Nexium and the acid inhibitors. It's also a mild antihistamine. So what would be wrong with that? Plenty. Why do they do it? Because of many reasons. The stress in the being in the hospital makes people make more acid. But the problem is, when you take an acid inhibitor, then you don't inhibit, then you don't absorb your selenium, zinc, magnesium, lithium, copper, manganese, all the things that you must have in order to survive and rally with COVID or any infection. And even worse, as we showed several years ago in the Total Wellness newsletter, when anyone is given an acid inhibitor in the hospital, it increases their chance of dying of pneumonia 30%. This is right out, I think it was out of the Annals of Internal Medicine. So, I mean, it's so ridiculous that what medicine does, because it's all about drugs. Then they gave him an aspirin, and that's because, they're trying to decrease the inflammation. But as you can see, well, there are many other things that will decrease inflammation and are antiviral and anti-clotting. They did it for the clots, and that's heparin. There are I didn't even count them, about like over 30 references from many different countries all over the world showing that if you give heparin, you decrease the death in ICU of people who are about to bite the dust. And why would that be? Because there are only two causes for all disease. It doesn't matter if it's COVID. It doesn't matter if it's high blood pressure or cancer or hangnails or Alzheimer's, or it doesn't matter what your disease is. There are only two causes. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. We are the most toxic people ever to inhabit the planet Earth, and we have some of the lowest levels ever. In fact, Americans have lower levels than most other countries. We are number 43, way down in health, but we're number one in cost. We're the most expensive healthcare system, but we are not the best in terms of health. We're not 1, 2, 3, 4. We're not 10. And those people got clobbered with the first go-around. There are going to be many other go-arounds with the COVID, because it is programmed to mutate over 40 times more than any other virus has in the past. So anyway, There are only two causes for all disease, and there's only one cause for death. Only one. Doesn't matter if you're dying of cancer, if you're dying of COVID, if you're dying, it doesn't matter if you're dying from being run over by a truck. There's only one cause of death. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same chemicals, the same nutrients, the same toxins, same everything. What changed? The electricity stopped. And heparin is one of the most highly electronegative molecules on the planet. That gives electrons. So do many antioxidants in your foods and other things that we'll talk about as we go into ways that you can thwart the virus yourself with non-prescription things. Again, everything I say, I'm a reference junkie. We have the evidence with many, many papers from Journal of Virology. I've just spent over 1,800 hours reading virology, genetics, bet, guano, and much more. So, like I say, we are committed to giving you the evidence. So what's the next thing they did? Because they did the Regeneron monoclonal antibody, the dexamethasone, the remdesivir, the famotidine, which is pepsin, the aspirin. The next thing they gave was melatonin. And you might think, well, that's pretty good. That's made by the pineal gland in the middle of the brain. But in many Americans who are over even 50 and sometimes 45 or so, the pineal gland becomes calcified, again, because they don't get enough of the right nutrients. We're low down on the totem pole in terms of nutrients, high up on the toxins. And so that's one reason why the pineal gland is not making enough melatonin. But let's step back. How does the body make melatonin? It first starts with tryptophan, an amino acid. Where is that? In the gut. Where does it go to? Serotonin. And then where does it go to? Melatonin. So what lowers tryptophan and serotonin in the gut? One of the things is Roundup, the weed killer, the herbicide from Monsanto, which is now bought by Bayer in 2018. And guess what? The levels of Roundup in American people are 6 times higher than they are in the blood of Europeans, because they're not ruled by the FDA telling them, oh, it's safe, it's okay to have this on foods. How they got around it was they showed that Roundup did not kill human cells in petri dishes. But guess what it does kill? It kills weeds. And it does so by the Shikimati pathway, which is the same pathway that all the bugs, the microbiome in your gut, that they use to make tryptophan and all the amino acids and the detox metabolites that we need. In other words, the gut is half the immune system and half the detox system for the entire body. And it's 90% of the genetic material in our bodies. In other words, most people are hoodwinked by 23andMe, et cetera, thinking that the genes that are in their DNA are what control their body. No. There's 90% more genetic material in your gut than in the human genome. And that's what controls our body. So if the gut isn't healthy, then you're going nowhere. And Roundup is one of the things that contaminates most of our foods, many of our products, even the meats, the vegetables, etc. And so it's a good reason to be on a organic diet and more whole foods than you would normally think of. Now, they also gave zinc, and you may think, well, that's good. I thought so, too. But they didn't tell us if it was chelated, what the dose was, and they definitely did not check for the complementary minerals that if you take too much zinc, then you bottom out copper, molybdenum, manganese, selenium, chromium, iodine, etc., so you can make a person worse. Then they said they gave D, but they didn't say which one, D2, D3. And remember from the newsletter, Total Wellness 2020, the D3 on all the labs in the country say that 30 nanograms per milliliter is normal. Not true. You have to be 80 to 100 to fight off COVID. So, and they did not say that, and most likely they don't know it, because I get to see the lab reports from people all over the country who are having phone consults, and they have, they've been to Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, and they all practice the same medicine. It's all drug-related. They, you might say, why didn't they use hydroxychloroquine? And that's because of the biased studies. But if you know anything about hydroxychloroquine, you can see right through these studies, because they used it in the wrong place, end stage, and they used it for too long. The half-life, half of the drug, most drugs have a half-life of like 2 to 6 hours. The half-life of hydroxychloroquine is 3 to 6 weeks. So if you use it too long, of course you're going to get cardiac problems. So you have to know, and they used it in the end stage. It doesn't work there. It works in the early stages of contamination with COVID. So, and it doesn't work if you don't have enough zinc, copper, magnesium, molybdenum, selenium, etc. So it definitely is a good drug. Many people have learned how to get it. We're going to do this show again. When is it? In 2 weeks from today, the 21st. So I would suggest you send your questions to the station, and we'll try to go through all of those, because it will be a good time for you to get all your questions answered. Because clearly right now, this is a dress rehearsal. There are many worse versions to come, because it has been programmed to hibernate with no symptoms so that it can mutate over 40 times and spread throughout the world. And that's exactly what it did. So we'll be back in a few minutes after this commercial break. This is Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD, your hostess for today. And our goal is just to make you healthy.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm your hostess today, Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD. And everything we say, we have the scientific backup, the evidence. Start with 2020 Total Wellness Newsletter. You can get it electronically, or you can get it Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, prestigepublishing.com. You can also hear other webinars that we've done on there. And anyway, I want you to know that the COVID is entirely different from any other flu. Don't think that it's a normal, regular flu. It's designed for population control. When I was lecturing at Oxford years ago, doctors would come up to us and say, you guys don't understand. The biggest problems coming in the future is that the world is going to be too overpopulated, and we're going to have to figure out how to bring the population under control. And it won't be nuclear, thank goodness. And so this is it, because this is designed for world dominance. We have all the evidence in the 2020 Total Wellness. This is just a dress rehearsal. The virus can't leave because it's programmed to hibernate in the intestines of the human gut. Many viruses do that. Hepatitis, herpes, HIV, they hibernate in the intestines as well. It's designed to mutate over 40 times more than others. And one of the things that it does is it makes prions. It mutates off little pieces of itself called prions, P-R-I-O-N-S. And the thing is that makes them different from the regular RNA of the COVID virus is that they have no antigenic receptors and they don't make any antibodies. So that means there's never a blood test for them, there's no vaccine, and there's no prescription. The regular COVID targets the lung once that comes out of hibernation in the gut and kills with lung cancer. Normal HIV kills a lot with lung cancer within a year, 6 to 12 months. This COVID, once it comes out of the gut, is programmed to kill with lung cancer in 6 to 12 days. And why do I keep mentioning HIV? Because for over 15 years, virologists and geneticists throughout the world use HIV, the AIDS virus, as a carrier to put genes into a virus to make it do whatever they want, to make it have a low symptom so that a lot of people are carriers and spread it until it finally comes back in a mutated form and then can kill that host. One of the things they learned early with Ebola, for example, was that it killed people so fast that it was gone. If you kill your host too fast, then you don't have any place to live if you're a virus, because a virus needs a host. It does not have all of the genetic and metabolic machinery it needs to sustain itself. It has to be in a person. Anyway, the good news is we know how to stop all the seven steps. The Wall Street Journal is loaded with articles of how different pockets around the world are surging, and that's because the asymptomatic carriers are everywhere. Dr. Shi, S-H-I, worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology for decades. I believe she's still there, and she and her colleagues would dress up in hazmat suits once or twice a year and trek over 1,000 miles away to the Yunnan bat caves, where they collected all the bat guano, bat poop, if you want, so that they could bring it back and study, because this was the world's greatest source of all the viruses. When the virus erupted in November, the Chinese Communist Party forbid Dr. Li, who was an ophthalmologist, from talking about it, and they went in and destroyed the laboratory data of all of his patients. How he got connected up with it was, as an ophthalmologist, he saw people coming in with conjunctivitis. And when, within a few weeks, they were in ICU dying of lung cancer. So he alerted the Chinese Communist Party and said, you know, there's something wrong here. We have a serious virus going on. And they said, you are not to talk about it at all. He died 6 weeks later of COVID at age 33. My message is, when you wear your mask, also wear goggles or glasses, because it gets in your eyes. And when you get home from being around people, shower, wash your hair, clean out your nose, because the virus doesn't just land on your nose or in your chest. It goes everywhere. In fact, you can think of COVID spreading from phlegm, fomites, food, and factories. What do I mean by that? Phlegm, the particles, the aerosol in your nose and chest, fomites, anything you touch. Even the Journal of the American Medical Association this year showed that one contaminated doorknob can contaminate an office building within a few hours or days. And then food. Whoever cooks your food is more important than who your doctor is, because it's spread. It is hibernating in the gut of millions of people who have no symptoms. And if they're making your food and they touch their bottom and they touch your food or your wine glass or whatever, and then airborne. It is airborne as well. So a factory, an office building, any enclosed building, and that's why it gets worse. One of the reasons also, we don't have as much sun, which you need to make the sulfur, which you make your own heparin in your own body. Anyway, well, that's all beyond where you want to go, I guess. Let's go now into the seven stages of COVID then. And then we'll go into things that you can do without a prescription. And I'm going to go to two levels. I'm going to have one level for the person who doesn't read, never thought they had any control over their medicine. They're waiting for some doctor, some insurance company, some government agency to make them well or bring them a vaccine or whatever. And then the other level are the advanced people who have been readers for years, and they know a lot more. So we'll do a real simple treatment, and then we'll do a more advanced one for the reason for it is to try to cover as many types of people, because there are many types out there. So first thing, the virus has to land on our cells, whether it's the eyes, the nose, the hair, the chest, whatever, it has to land on the body. So the first defense is you must learn how to stop the 7M, and that's in 2019 Total Wellness. Processed foods and medications make us lead the world in chronic disease, and we have more chronic diseases than 42 other countries on the planet. So you must become an expert in 7M. That's in 2019 Total Wellness. So once it has landed on your cells, so say you've gone shopping and somebody coughs on you and you see a few people running around without masks, and you come home and you think, gee, did I get showered? Did I get contaminated? One of the old-fashioned things that I've liked, it's in the 2004 Total Wellness newsletter, is Argentin, a non-colloidal type of silver. You can get Argentin 23 from 1-800-HAPPY-BODIES or happybodies.com, and it's a special form of silver. Remember, silver kills bugs on burn patients. It decontaminates drinking water for people. It has many uses that are antiviral, antibacterial. And you can get Argentin 23 spray. So when you come home, the least you could do is give a couple of squirts each nostril and then about 6 squirts in your throat. And that'll give you some silver. If you're thinking, oh, well, I'll just get some colloidal silver, it shows you don't know anything about heavy metals, because all the colloidal silvers are actually heavy metal precursors. That's why you have to shake them up. They can actually cause heavy metal deposits in your body. You don't want that. You want non-colloidal hydrosol. The other thing is that if you really think you've been exposed when you get home, shower. Clean out your nose, shower, wash your hair, get your body clean. So the biggest thing, again, is get off all the processed foods. Learn about environmental controls, because we are one of the most unhealthy countries in the world, and we have everything. But we're number 43. For example, take a person who comes in with depression. What do? They put him on a SSRI like Paxil or Prozac or one of those things. What do? They poison an enzyme in the brain so that you don't break down one of your happy hormones, Prozac, too fast. Well, wait a minute. Where is that happy hormone made? 90% of it is made in the gut. So if the guy fixes the gut, you're not depressed anymore, and he doesn't have to poison your brain. But the U.S. medical system is more reliant on drugs, because that's where the money is. Remember, remdesivir, $4,000 for 10 days versus $10 worth of vitamin C, proven in the 2019 Journal of the American Medical Association to cut the death rate in ICU from overwhelming sepsis 34%. So there's no comparison. So first it has to land on cells. Second stage of the COVID, it has to attach to, it actually attaches to what we call glycoproteins in the cell surface. And my message to you is America needs an oil change. What am I talking about? We have literally created new humans in the United States. How did we do this? The Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, 2008. Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, 2018. They all show numerous references, evidences. What we have done is with our margarines, our trans fatty acids, soybean oil, corn oil, all the esterified acids in our oils, cooking oils, etc., through the processed food industry, and then the mercury-contaminated high fructose corn syrup, etc., all the 7M, we have created humans who now have a ratio of the 34 fatty acids, actually two special classes, omega-6 to omega-3. The normal ratio should be 1 to 4. We have changed it so most people are 20 to 1. We have made new humans in the United States. When I see the 34 fatty acids in the 11-page assay that I review for our readers on the phone in two dozen countries, we see all their fatty acids, their vitamins, their minerals, their organic acids. We see their chemistry. It's like a crystal ball because even if they're not sick, it shows where they're headed and what they would get. And if they are sick, it shows what they have to fix. Most people, their cell membranes are literally choked with the wrong fatty acids, all the grocery store oils, the processed foods, etc., the 7M that are in the 2019 Total Wellness, and they're starving for the right ones. A lot of times, all we have to do is just fix that membrane. Give them an oil change, and here's how you do it. Cod liver oil, the best form you can find, and that would be Carlson's. I'm not connected with any companies. Carlson's lemon-flavored cod liver oil in glass, and all this stuff is spelled out in much more detail in 2020 newsletter this year. Then you need the anchor for the cod liver oil. That's PC powder, phosphatidylcholine. And they have that here at the Power Mall. I think they gave the 877 number for you earlier. And then you need the guard dog for the cell membrane that keeps out all the bad chemicals. And that's the 8 forms of vitamin E. If you have a nutrient that just has, like, if it says vitamin E or alpha-tocopherol, throw it out. They think you're so stupid that you won't know that you have to have all 8 forms. Otherwise, you can actually create cancers by just using one of the 8 forms, alpha, and it's usually synthetic in those products, so that you knock down the others, like the gamma tocopherol and all the tocotrienols, and they are the strongest, some of the strongest anti-cancer, anti-COVID nutrients on the planet. So the 8 forms of E, an easy way to do it is 1 EGEMS Elite, 1 Gamma EGEMS, and 2 Tocotrienol Super Bio every day. And these are all spelled out again in 2020 Total Wellness Newsletter at prestigepublishing.com. And then you also need 1 Phosphatidyl Serine, PS100, every day. You'll remember, you readers of the newsletter will remember a few years ago, that nutrient made people's brains 12 years younger in 3 months. And we're not talking about rats or mice. We're talking about humans. Now, that's the quickie version for people. You'll say, whoa, that's the quick one. Forget it. Because America needs an oil change badly, and that's how you do it. For the advanced people, if you came down with symptoms, you want to be given heparin or HCQ, optimized curcumin, the lumbrokinase, various antioxidants, and we go through a lot of these in the newsletters. For example, curcumin, one form, has 12 hydrogens to donate, but there's only one form that is bioavailable in the body. The rest are only like 1% absorbed. So you, again, the type of things is very important. So first it has to land in the cells, then it has to attach. Now what is the third stage of the COVID? It has to enter the gates, and the gate is very specific. It's called the ACE2 receptor, and it can only do that by that gate. What closes that gate? D3. What we found is 10,000 IU every day, and we've been measuring them for over 30 years. And you need sunshine to make it work. You don't want to be slathering on sunscreen and so forth. I'm naturally very blonde, and I play tennis in 95-degree weather at high noon in Florida for 2 hours every day. I don't wear sunscreen, and I don't burn because it comes from within. So you want to fix that. You want enzymes like lumbrokinase. It's in 2004 newsletter. But one of the most important things that disables, remember, when you see that stylized diagram of the COVID, those little spikes all over, that's what they stick into the ACE2 receptor. That's how they inject the virus into your cells. Guess what stops that? Heparin. Again. And we've gone, in 2011, we've recommended that everyone carry it with them because we have many of our readers who've had a heart attack, a stroke, a pulmonary embolus, and literally died, and they were resurrected by having an immediate injection at home of heparin. Anyway, lumbrokinase is an enzyme that you can get from 1-800-HAPPY-BODIES, and that is fibrinolytic. That's non-prescription, and that can break down. It's made from earthworms, of all things. So there are lots of things that you can take at home. Okay, the next thing, the ACE2 receptors, they're like 4 to 10 times more, the gates. You have 4 to 10 times more gates if you're on any medicine or any prescription or you have any diagnoses. For example, people on high blood pressure medicine, they have at least 4 times the ACE2 gates. So they are just screaming for the virus to enter them. And so go to the high blood pressure hoax and learn how to get off it. Go to, is your cardiologist killing you, and learn how to get rid of your atrial fib. Go to how to cure diabetes and get rid of your insulin resistance and your type 2 diabetes. Learn how to get off drugs. In fact, some of the newer diabetes drugs, in the side effects, it's laughable. If it weren't so serious, it says, oh, by the way, one of the side effects is could be thyroid cancer. I mean, you have to be a complete... I won't say it, but you have to be very trustworthy or trusting of drugs and not recognizing the fact that you are in control of your health, not some doctor, not some insurance company, not some government agency. Okay, so the next thing, once it enters the gates, then what does the virus have to do? The fourth stage of the seven, it has to replicate. It has to make new baby viruses like crazy. What's the birth control? Zinc and magnesium. That's so important. So my message to you is make sure that at least next time you go to the doctor or go to the website that we've talked about in the newsletters and the books, directlabs.com, and order your own test. Get your own RBC zinc, and it must be RBC. It can't be serum. Get your own RBC magnesium. See where you are. You want to be in the top half of normal. If you're in the bottom half, all the studies now show that the people in the bottom half are not normal. And that's because years ago, when doctors first started looking at nutrient levels, the government said, well, you got to find out what normal is. And they said, oh, hey, you guys, you have labs here with tons of bloods already there from sick people. So run a magnesium, and wherever everybody falls, you know, that's what you're going to call normal. No, that's not normal. Those are sick people with cancer, 6 drugs, 1 foot in the grave. If they'd been smart, they would have said, take 100 people with no symptoms, no medicines, and tell us where normal is. So now you have to prorate. You have to change how you think of what normal is because, like I said, on all commercial labs, as one example, all throughout the United States, they all say that vitamin D, 30 nanograms per milliliter, is normal. That's not normal. That's only to stop you from getting rickets. Doesn't stop you from getting COVID, cancers, anything else. Doesn't stop anything else. So the studies prove it. And that's what they do in the Journal of the American Medical Association. They're so ignorant. It's laughable. What they do is they underdose, like one of the studies, and we go through all these studies in the Total Wellness newsletter. They said, well, vitamin D didn't help heart disease, didn't help cancer. Of course it didn't. They underdosed it. They used a norm of 30 or 40. That doesn't help anything. Anyway, and then for advanced people, you want the 11-page assay that we talk about in the books and the newsletters that looks at your vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, and everything to see exactly where you should be. And just don't rely on the cheat sheet that comes with it because it's deadly. It has no value whatsoever. And you must know the new norms of things and how they're interrelated. But I love that test because it actually it has, for example, a test called quinolinate. It shows if your brain is silently deteriorating without any symptoms, and it's totally fixable, totally reversible with nutrients. So there's so much power that you have. The fifth stage is it hibernates in the gut. And one of the first things you can do is get the grape seed extract from, you can get it from bulk supplements. You only want 1/8 of a teaspoon in a glass of water, full glass, and especially after you've eaten out. Anyway, we'll continue on these next in 2 weeks. Send the questions that you have to the station if you want. And I'm your host, Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD. And our whole goal is just to make you too smart to fail. We want you to get so healthy that no virus can take you down, regardless of how it's designed. Thank you for listening.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.